thanks everybody for coming. I just have a short talk tonight on detachment, which is poverty of spirit. Our Lady asked me to speak tonight on that because Lent is approaching and we all should be giving some thought as to what we will be sacrificing during that penitential season. I remember a long time ago, Our Lady said in Medjugorje that each one knows best what he or she can sacrifice. And that thing would be the one that is standing between us and God. We have to have no obstacles between our heart and the heart of Jesus, which is divine love. The thing that our heart stops at and that distracts us, that is what we need to detach from. And our Lord has graciously given me some examples of that. Whether we live in the world or in solitude, whether we possess much or little, we must always strive for the essence of detachment, which is detachment of heart and mind. This means we detach from our own will. It is impossible to abandon all things materially, but each one in whatever surroundings he finds himself must keep his heart free from attachment. These are some things that Jesus said we might be attached to: the world and its goods, pastimes. Maybe we like to just watch TV and we neglect praying. Maybe we are addicted to sports on TV. That's a big thing these days. And of course, they have the shopping channels on television now. Maybe we're attached to certain people, which Jesus says, love is not an attachment if it does not hinder the heart from loving God. But we may be attached to someone that is an obstacle to our pathway in holiness. Maybe we're attached to our appearance. Or this is a good one. We've all done this, I'm sure. Maybe we are attached to our own opinion or to being the one that speaks and has the opinions and leads others. Maybe we're attached to our comforts or even our occupation. When your heart stops at any of these, the obstacle your heart stops at keeps you from reaching everything. And God is everything. To have your heart centered on God is to be totally free. Total detachment is the only road to divine union. It is the doorway to divine love, which is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We must mortify our senses, not to seek the most pleasing, comfortable, or tasty, but the least of these. In Scripture we read, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." And Jesus is asking us to have this in our hearts, not just as an exterior. We could go around dressed in a sackcloth and sandals and not be poor in spirit at all because our heart is attached to something else. Let's see. Okay, this is from Jeremiah. "For I know well the plans I have in mind for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare, not for woe. Plans to give you a future full of hope. When you call me, when you go to me to pray to me, I will listen to you. When you look for me, you will find me. Yes, when you seek me with all your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord, and I will change your lot. See, Jeremiah is telling us that we have to seek God with all our heart in order to really find him. And that's how to be at peace. Okay. Now, when we speak of poverty of spirit, our Lord asks us all to have this virtue. When he gave his Sermon on the Mount, he was not speaking to a group of religious order. He was not speaking to Franciscans or something like that, but to everyone. And we are all called to be poor in spirit and detached from whatever it is that is the obstruction between us and the Lord. The proud are always perturbed, while the humble and poor in spirit live in peace and contentment. Those who are not mortified are easily overcome by small temptations. We find our peace only in resisting our passions, not in giving in to them. Mortification of our senses helps us increase in virtue. We must forsake all other things for Jesus, for God alone. He will never forsake us. His love for us is eternal, unchanging, and everlasting. Thanks very much for coming. Have a good night.